Please turn with me with your Bibles, Luke 18. Here we read in Matthew chapter 20 the account of blind and the poor man. But these are the three gospels are mentioned here. Especially we are going to look from the Luke chapter 18 verses 35 to 42. But in Luke is telling that Jesus Christ is explaining to his death and his resurrection to them, to the disciples. They didn't understand what he is telling. And Christ is trying to explaining them, you know, this is going to happen. This must have to happen. Then afterwards, the Jesus Christ is going through the lots of multitude. And there is a, in Matthew says there's a two blind man, and the two blinds and the beggar man was on the street. And Luke is not telling the two, he says the one blind man. And actually, interestingly, the Mark says there is a name called Bartimaeus, you know. But anyway, from this miracle or from this event, that what kind of message we get, that's that mainly we are going to looking. And you see there is a man, he's a blind, and he's a begging on the street. And lots of people are going, and he heard that many people are moving towards. And some people said to him that Jesus is going, and he cry out, Jesus, the son of David, mercy upon me. And then the multitude is stop him. And again, he is loudly and cry unto the Lord. And the Lord stop and tell him to bring. And he healed. And his sight, he can see. And then the man followed Jesus Christ. This is the event, incident recorded in the three Gospels. But my dear friends, we are going to look under the six small headings on this passage. The first, the condition of man. Second, is a conviction of this man. Third, courage of this man. Fourth, the compassion of Son of Man. Fifth, the conclusion of the Son of Man. The sixth, the celebration of this man. The first, we are going to look at the condition of this man. In this narrative, or in this true story, that we could see the condition of this blind man. Who is this condition of this man? This man is a blind. This man is a beggar. What is the blind means? He can't see anything in his own. That's the thing. He can't see the real things. He may heard of the creation, you know. He might heard, he might think in himself, but he don't know exactly what is it. But that's the blind man. Blind man cannot see anything. And he's a beggar. The Bible says he's a beggar. He's a beggar means he can't help himself. He can't able to feed himself. He's always looking to some people's hand. You see, this is the small picture the God is giving us and telling us that we are the same. We are the blinds. We can't see the things. We can't see the God's things. We are beggars. We are always depends on the Lord. We are the beggars. Spiritually, we are beggars. Spiritually, we are blind. This is our condition. This is the man's condition. He is a blind man. And he doesn't have any ability to meet his need. He needs some people need to help him. My dear friends, this is our situation as well. We can see. Our physical eyes can open, but our spiritual eyes were blind. We can't see something. But this is the condition of man. And me and you need to be realized how blind we are. We are blind in many ways. Spiritually, we are blind in different areas. And we are beggars. We couldn't feed. We couldn't give any solution to us. This is our condition. My dear friend, you have to understand your condition. If you are not understand your condition, you don't need Christ. You have to understand your own inability. You have to understand your spiritual blindness. You have to understand you are beggars. All of us need to be understand our own spiritual condition. The second thing is in this passage, he says, the conviction of man. What him bring to convict? He's convict. His conviction. He says, son of David. What he is trying to say, he, Jesus Christ, is a promising Messiah. But he says, he never been to any theological seminary. He never been to any Reformed church. He never been to any, reading any theological sound books. Where did this knowledge come from? Where is this conviction come from? From the gospel. What is the gospel? Does he heard gospel? Yes, he did. You see the Bible very clearly. Luke. And hearing the multiple pass by, and he asked what is meant. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passed by. What he heard? He heard Jesus of Nazareth. What does Jesus mean? The Jesus mean he saved his people. This is the meaning the Holy Spirit explained him and opened his heart. And so Jesus, the word Jesus is a how powerful, my dear friends. You don't need to preach any exegesis preaching to convert people. There's a Holy Spirit is converting your heart. But here you can clearly see the only one thing he heard, the Jesus of Nazareth. The Nazareth, the Jesus means he's a promising Messiah. He's the one who came to world to save the sinner. This is the message. Convict him and said, Jesus, the son of David, you are the right king of kings. Thou art a savior and the mediator, the God-man, Lord, thou art the gracious God. That's a full of conviction. It's a full of conviction. This conviction is not come from his head knowledge. This conviction does not come from any other books. This conviction came from the power of the Holy Spirit. My dear friends, when the Peter preached in the Acts, he is preaching about the Christ. What is the people felt? Convict their heart. The Lydia, the convict their heart. This blind and poor man, convict their heart. The Jesus is the Savior. Jesus is the Lord. He is the Mediator. He is the Messiah. Son of David. And my friend, you see the conviction. He don't want to leave Jesus Christ. He never gave up. He cried, "The Son of David." The people say, "Shut your mouth." He again says, "Son of David." You see, because he don't miss the chance. He don't want to miss the chance. If Jesus Christ passed away from him, he never get any salvation from him. He know that. He's convict. Without Christ, if I miss this chance, there's no other way to heal my eye. My dear friend, this is the time. This is the chance for you to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. You may not be able to hear next Lord's Day. We might die. Who knows? Who knows? This blind man has convict in his heart. This is the chance. If I don't want to miss this chance. That's what his heart is convict. And he cried out of the Lord. Children, I'm speaking to you straight away. Don't miss this chance. This is the day of salvation. Trust the Lord. Call upon the Lord. O Son of David, have mercy upon me. But he convict in another way. He has so many problems in his life. He's a blind. He can't see anything. He's a beggar. In the earthly standard, he's a very low standard. But that he convict. I have many problems. But there's only one solution. That's his conviction. Many problems, yes. Me and you have the same problem. Many problems, my dear friends. But there's only one solution. Which is the Jesus Christ. You can't find any solution without Christ. This blind poor man, when he heard the gospel, he had convict. He is the Lord. He is the Savior. This is the best chance. I don't want to miss more conviction. And here's the solution. There's no other solution. You see, this is the conviction. Have you convict of your sin? You convict that Jesus is the only one Savior? And third thing, my friends, here, the courage of this man. He has many stumbling blocks. You see, here, and they which went before rebuked him. What they say is they rebuked him. He has lots of the stumbling block for him to see the Christ. You see, he never gave up. He's a courage man. He do not care about the multitude. He do not care about what they are saying. He do not care about anything. But he do care about Christ. He do care Christ. He never ever care about anything. The multitude rebuke him. The multitude says, shut your mouth, be quiet. But he never ever listened to the multitude. Actually, my friends, we are fear, isn't it, for the multitude. We are scared of the multitude. We are ashamed of the multitude. This man has a courage man. He don't have nothing. He could see. He couldn't see. No food. Nothing. But he has God. Therefore, he's a courage. He never fear anything. He never fear man. The God is very clearly says, do not fear man. If you are fearing man, you can't fear me. You fear me. But he follow the things. He's a courage man. He do not care about anything. He is overcome. You see, the people are saying, shut your mouth. He is double, you know, he cry once to the Lord and they said, shut. He twice cried, the double time. You see, this is the courage the God has given him. He never ever fear anything. But he know he is a wonderful Savior. He knows this is a wonderful chance if I don't want to miss him. He cried out and he hurdles. He jumped over the problems. He jumped over the multitude. You see, in his condition also very bad. No food. Begging. Maybe he stink. Maybe his clothes was, you know, it's not proper cloth. He don't know to worry about anything. We are worried about lots of things. We are worried about the house. We are worried about the car. We are worried about the job. We are worried about the clothes. We are worried about the education. We are worried about the lots of things. But we didn't worry about our soul. We didn't worry about the soul. The Christ says, if we gain the old world and lose your soul, what's the point? No. And my friend, you see, this kind of courage we have to have. Do not need to fear. You see, there's a one, the sinful woman. The Pharisees are sitting. The Jesus are sitting in the Simon house. This adult woman, he came to wash the Jesus' feet. He do not care about the Pharisees. You see, it's how hard in their situation, in the culture. The man are sitting and the woman came and came to the Jesus. It's a, not an easy thing. But she never fears. Because the love of Christ is broad. And attractively invited to him. And we have to have this kind of courage, my dear friends. We don't need to worry and we don't need to fear anything. Of course, if you follow the Jesus Christ, you will face lots of problems in your life. That's true. There's no question. You will be isolated sometime. You will be face so many problems in your life. That's true. But do not fear anything because our God is bigger than your problems. Our God is bigger than your problems. But therefore, you don't need to fear to the problems. Fear the promised Lord. You see, this kind of courage we have to have. To go to the Lord and cry to the Lord Jesus Christ. Third thing I would like to bring you. You see, this is a condition of this man. We've seen there's a conviction of this man and the courage of this man. And again, you see the compassion of the Son of Man. The compassion of the Son of Man, he said, you see. And Jesus stood Jesus stood means Jesus stopped walking. He stand, he stopped. You know, he is moving, he stopped. What is this showing, my dear friends? When we cry unto the Lord, he will hearing us. That's the thing. In the Egypt, the Israelites, were they cry unto the Lord, he heard and sent to the Moses to deliver them. The Lord is hearing our prayers. God is looking to hear your voice. He is loving God. He wants to hear from your voice. He loves to, he is pleased to hear your cry. This is showing how compassion he is. He wants to hear you. He loves to hear you. My dear friend, you see, he stopped and hear. And again, you see, this is the blind and the poor man. In the world side, he is a very low standard man. Nobody cares. Even though the multitude doesn't care. But Jesus does care. Jesus does care. The world doesn't care. The Jesus does care. He stopped and make a conversation with him. What a beautiful picture, my dear friends. You can see our Savior is a compassion. He stopped the people, those who are isolated from the world, the people, those who are rebuked by crowd, and the people are pulling him away, tell him to shut your mouth, be quiet, and the multitude are pulling him in a one corner. Jesus Christ, my Lord, my Savior, he stopped and go and speak to him. You see how simple and humble Savior we have. That's a wonderful picture of Christ. He is go and speak to him and ask him, so what do you want me to do? Please tell me, what do you want me to do? That means you see, the poor and the blind, there's a disgusting person called to the Jesus Christ, and he stop and go and ask, what do you want me to do? You see, my dear friends, this is the compassion of God. If you are cry unto him, if you cry unto him, what is the promise he is giving to you? He will stop and listen and come and ask you, what do you want me to do? What he said? And Jesus Christ is commanding to the disciple to bring him under him. You see, he sent the disciples to bring him under. These are the things that, my dear friends, showing the how compassion God he is. Have you experienced these attributes of God in your life? You see, this is the compassion of the Son of God. His third thing, the fifth thing, will be conclusion of this Son of Man. What is the conclusion he gave? What is his problem? His sight problem. He can't see. He's a blind. But Jesus asked him, what do you want me to do? And he says, please give me a sight. I want to see. The conclusion is come immediately. God is not say, okay, you need to wait. Says, you see, immediately. And Jesus said unto him, receive thy sight by faith, and he has saved thee. And immediately he received it in his sight. You see, my dear friends, here, the Jesus Christ is open his eyes. That's true. What he says afterwards? Your faith saved. The spiritually things is showing here. This is not only the sight problem. This is the salvation problem. You understand what I'm saying? But sometime this is God is healed him and say, you can see now. That's a spiritual meaning. Yes, there's a spiritual salvation. The God has opened his heart and saved him. Give him a salvation. That's the thing, my dear friend. When you call unto the Lord for our salvation, the God is stop and give us salvation to us. This is a message God is giving to us. That you see here, Jesus said to him, receive thy sight. Not full stop. You see, there's no full stop. Thy faith has saved thee. Christ telling his soul was saved. Why? Because of his faith. Because of faith. You see, this is the conclusion. The salvation is a conclusion in our life. That's the end. We don't need more than that. I don't want anything more than salvation. That's the conclusion. That's a desire to us. That must be a desire to all of us here. The salvation. Cry unto the Lord. Son of David, have mercy upon us. He promised us, I will deliver thee from the Mount of Zion. This is the conclusion, and finally is celebration. The first we see the condition of this man. Second we see the conviction of this man. Third is the courage of this man. Fourth is the compassion of the Son of Man. And fifth is the conclusion of Son of Man. The final and sixth one, the celebration of the Son of Man. You see the celebration here. And immediately he received his sight and followed him, and glorifying God, and all the people, when they saw it, gave praise unto God. You see, my dear friends, the celebration, how kind of celebration he had, is not he glorified the ones. I don't know the Hebrew, Greek original meaning. In my Tamil Bible, it very clearly says, he is glorifying continually in his whole life. That's the meaning here in my Tamil Bible. And that is why this, when we get the receive the salvation, we cannot enjoy for a short time. Can't. Until the Lord come, we will glorifying him. That's the celebration we have to celebrate. Sometime we celebrate wedding anniversary only one day. Sometime we celebrate birthday parties for one day. Maybe a couple hours. But this celebration of salvation is whole your life. That's what he says. This blind and poor man, he is glorifying God. He's not stopped glorifying. Continually, he's glorifying God in his whole life. Sometimes we pray to the Lord and we get something and we say only for thank you. That's all. The next day we forget. It's not a glorifying. But this salvation make him to glorify continually. What is the chief end of man? The chief end is glorifying God and enjoying him forever. Continually we have to enjoy and glorify God in our whole time. And he followed him. What is the follow what he means? We have to follow what God commanding us. This is the fruit of salvation to obedience. His follow means we are the guy, he is not following where the Christ go. And he follow Christ means he follow what he left us. He need to follow from the feet, you know, path of his feet. Footstep, he need to follow from his footstep. And we need to, God is expecting us to be obey all his commandments, not some of them, not most of them. All of them we have to obey. That's the following Christ. And we have many problems might come in our life. We shouldn't stop following. We will feel so many uncomfortable in your life. We shouldn't stop following him. But it's salvation. It's wonderful. Amazing. The God opened our hearts. We could see now everything what is the God has given us. And glorifying him and follow him. And praise God in his life. He praised God. He never murmured against. He praised God in his own life. My dear friends, this is the time to call to the Lord. Cry unto him, Son of David, mercy upon me. Don't give up. Many stumbling blocks will come to your life. Sometimes your parents might say, shut. Your wife must be say, shut your mouth. Your husband might be say, shut. Your school teachers might say, shut. Your colleagues and friends will say, shut. Until you receive the salvation, call continually and cry unto him, the Son of David, have mercy upon me. Shall we pray? Almighty and ever blessed loving God, thank the Lord for this wonderful word thou art given us. O Lord, we are praying unto thee. O Jesus, the Son of David, have mercy upon us. Without mercy, Lord, we can't follow thee. Without thy grace, we can't glorify thee. And without thy grace, we can't follow thee. Give us thy spirit to follow and glorify and praise thee and thee alone in our own life. And pardon many sins. For Jesus' name's sake. Amen.